The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is your hard-earned money shrinking fast and you need some help? Call my friends at Lear Capital. You got to learn more about owning gold and silver, the ultimate protection hedge against inflation and market volatility. And experts are predicting that metals are set to soar. Learn more. Call 800-430-2919.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Hey, welcome to the Seculo Brothers Podcast. I'm Jordan Seculo, and
I am Logan Seculo, and welcome to the podcast. We got a lot to cover today, but we're also wrapping up the week, so we'll talk a little bit about some inflation that's happening around the country, some recession that's happening maybe potentially around the country. I know that's a dirty word, but we'll talk about that. Also, we'll cover some stuff that's happening in the UK. We'll get into that. A lot of you have probably seen headlines, but we're going to dive a little deeper into what it means.
Yeah.
And maybe even some fun stuff. What's going on in Netflix and around the world? There's just a lot of news happening, and we're
here to
help.
There's a little breaking news, which is not usually what we use the podcast for.
Yeah.
But the CDC, their advisory panel on vaccines for children, did just vote 15-0 to recommend the COVID vaccine for school-age children.
Yeah, I guess what does that really mean? They just are recommending
it? Depends on where you live.
Yeah.
So there's, I think, 11 or 12 states that strictly follow whatever the, so like by next school year, I guess,
or they say, okay,
so like,
whatever,
you know, you give in, you know, every school you have to give in your shot sheet that your state requires.
Yeah, yeah.
You go get private schools too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're registered with the state.
Yeah, I go get my health records.
Just a public school thing.
I get the kids' health records, take them to school.
Again, where we live in Tennessee, I doubt this is going to be adopted at all. I think there's no chance of that being adopted, but you may be one of these states. I haven't seen the state list yet. And again, that can be changing because depending on who's in charge of the state at the time. But what I think is unique here is that this has not been fully gone through the normal process. You know, it did go through the full FDA process, and yet they're already saying, I don't even know which COVID vaccine. I'm not sure yet of which one it is either, because that keeps changing too. To me, it's this. I'm not an anti-vaccine person, but I do think that we saw that thank God, COVID. I mean, I think the one bright spot with COVID was so few children were impacted by it in a really serious way. And my daughter got it. We ended up in the hospital that night, but it was because of her fever, and that could have been similar to like a flu. I mean, it wasn't like life-threatening. So when you know that, then it's tough to say go start jabbing that in every, you know, little kid's arm, because we don't know long term. We haven't had even the normal studies that you would do for adults.
Well, yeah,
these were all done under emergency use.
Yeah, and it was the Operation Warp Speed and all of that that happened. Look, I think that it was necessary at the time. I do think looking back on it, you have to look at something like the, I told you they're working currently on the cancer vaccine shot, and they're saying that won't be ready. If it works, it won't be ready because of the testing for quite a while. But yeah, I think it's interesting. I think it's something we should follow. People should definitely stay informed on it.
I think people are going to melt down over this in the states where it matters. Now, again, most of you live in states where it's up to the politicians and the government. So if you live in a more red state, I think that it's not going to be likely happening. But I want everybody to be aware of it, something we're watching, something we're following. It just happened right before we started recording the podcast. So
now, I was just, you know, I usually try to keep the news up and pull up different things when we're talking about this. According to last night, the version of from the Washington Post, they're saying that this is a false claim.
It's a recommendation.
Okay, so what they're saying the false claim is that it's a requirement.
The CDC
doesn't control
cannot require a state school system to require this. But there are states that strictly follow the CDC. You could, I'm guessing, that, you know, those are the bluer states. Do we have a list? Is there a list anywhere?
No, I'm not sure.
I mean, they've just been reporting that in the news because, again, it's not. I don't think a fixed number, because Florida, for instance, has come right out and said, "No way, this is not. Don't worry about it in Florida." Again, I imagine in Tennessee, we're going to hear the same thing. So it's your statewide government, whether it's your governor, legislature, head of the health, the surgeon general in your state, those kind of actors. But I just want to put on people's radar, because I think even for a lot of people who got vaccinated did not get their kids vaccinated.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know what it was going to do. They're not adults. They haven't gone through all this process. And you know, they're still growing. We're talking young kids here. And we didn't have long-term studies. And if they were getting – if they were at the same morbidity rate, like if there was that rate for children as there was for adults early on, okay, I think people would have been a little more open to it.
Yeah.
But there wasn't.
There's still – look, if you go to some more blue states, every kid has been vaccinated. If you're going to New York, Connecticut.
Yeah, because it was like going to buildings.
In those areas. It's California. That's just the norm.
Yeah, until recently, a lot of those places you couldn't go anywhere if you didn't work.
Yeah, so I kind of – I don't get it, but I think that there's a lot more than you probably expect, that this is already probably a large percentage.
This makes me think more and more it's a money game, because you have to you know, you buy all these doses.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and this is all done through emergency use. So these companies, I don't want to downplay like the good things that Pfizer does and all of that, but they make a lot of money off not having to go through the normal process.
But you are
getting these right to the market.
Look, not to scare people, but we're probably a few weeks. I mean, we're already seeing a pretty big uptick. And it just like the flu, we're probably a few weeks from it. But do they require? That's interesting. Do they require a flu shot? Do these places require the flu vaccine
for kids?
You know what I mean? Yeah,
I don't think most states.
I don't think require it.
I've never seen that.
My kids have gotten the flu shot, I believe.
But that would be up to you.
Yeah, but I don't think there's been anyone. No, who's
the standard. There's the standard list. It's a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of those are.
You're going through since birth.
Yeah.
You're starting at birth and you're going through these rounds.
And polio and those things that are like
hepatitis stuff.
Stuff that we've really cured.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand those.
Measles, mumps, rubella.
Yeah.
MMR.
Yeah, I think that's worthwhile. And
again, I don't think you have to be an anti-vax person to say, like, was this necessary?
Yeah.
Like, it's available to you if you want to do it. Yeah, like you said, there's going to be probably, we'll see an uptick in some kind of COVID.
Yeah, just because it's getting colder and it's winter time and more indoor time and those kind of things will happen. So it's not going to be a shocker when that happens. And look, I know a lot of people right now who currently have COVID. So I think that there is sort of this next round that's happening. So CDC does recommend flu shots for 6 months and older.
I guess we just don't live in those states.
Maybe not. Not where it's required.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen that being one of
the ones.
There
was never a time when you had to like show a card for a flu shot to go into anywhere.
No. But this was a different scenario.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's ever been.
Now, I've had our schools shut down for outbreaks of the flu.
Sure. Yeah.
That's happened recently in the last few years. I remember our kids being sent home for a week to just let the school clear out.
But I just want to put it on the radar. It's happened. If, you know, again, your state doesn't have to do this.
Yeah.
But.
And the flu isn't political.
Be aware.
It hasn't been treated, hasn't been politicized.
No.
So I think there is that, maybe a little bit different here.
But I mean, if out of nowhere they said in your state you never had to do it before, you'd probably be like, what's going on?
I'd at least probably question it, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I feel like these are
flu vaccine?
Yeah.
That's a lot different than a brand new one. And again,
it's new every year.
I will admit I was vaccinated.
Yeah.
And
I'm very
– I got a booster. So yeah, I guess I got two shots and a booster. I haven't gotten the latest. But
yeah.
And mostly when I'm at places here, I'm only seeing like older folks.
Doing the second booster?
Yeah. New boosters. But kids, it wasn't even like a
– I mean, I know a lot of people who did vaccinate their children, a lot of people who decided not to.
You know a lot?
I mean,
you run in these circles.
Well, I think there was a lot of people with sports here, even locally. A lot of the sports club teams and things you had to.
So a little bit older than like 6 years old.
Yeah. I'm talking about kids. I'm just school aged children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But there was some of that for a little bit of time. And a lot of that was to let these businesses open back up because they were suffering. So I got it in the moment where some people did it. And like you said, some of these are older kids or pretty much adults
yeah.
In terms of their age, 16, 17. Yeah, that, I don't, we'll keep it on the radar.
I just don't know why they have to do it. It's like they keep making it political with these votes, with these mandates. Like, it's not a mandate, but it's kind of a mandate. And it's like, what, like you just said, the people who want to do it can do it. And just like with the regular, like, if you want to get it done, get it done. No one, you don't have to be judged. You don't have to judge either way. You don't have to even tell people. But that story won't.
Yeah, I was looking to see. So, yeah, they're saying that they are recommending it for 6 months and older, is what you said. That's what they're doing for this. So, that's pretty little. I mean, now we're seeing now cruise ships even being like, you don't have to have it. So, that's all happening. Yeah, you want to hear about some other news?
Yeah, because I don't want to go too far down. I don't want to go too far down and freak people out too much yet. So, yeah. I'm not like, because there was misinformation about this. And listen, we're all having to become more experts in all of this, right? Like we talked about virology and all these things that we never really talked about before and hadn't dealt with. And so, you know, when it came out there, there was some stuff like the CDC's mandating it. They can't technically do that.
Yeah.
Your state can decide they want to follow the CDC guidelines to a T, or your state can also ignore them completely. That's up to your state. So this is more of a where you live issue. And what I'm telling you is you should probably go, if you have children that age group who are going to school, it's not just a public school issue, and it affects daycare, private schools as well, cause we're talking about 6 months old, and figure out what's going on in your state. You know, we can't go through all 50 states right now.
Yeah. One of the other things that came out, and this sort of was like overnight, it happened on the 18th, but we haven't been able to talk about it since it happened, which was the CEO of David Solomon of Goldman Sachs kind of said we need to prepare for a recession. And that got, you know, a little bit of attention. But then what really got attention was that Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin, Amazon, we mentioned the Washington Post, owner said...
Oh, Marvel bad guy.
Yeah, said, yep, the probabilities in this economy tell you to batten down the hatches.
Yeah, that's pretty tough language from a
guy who really needs you actually to be buying product.
Well, that's the interesting part.
You know what I mean? Like, this is coming from the guy's business. I mean, yes, obviously he's diversified now. He's in Washington Post and Blue Origin AWS. And those. But a lot of those are probably
funded through Amazon.
They're probably losing financially.
He would not be going to space if he did not have Amazon. Buying your stuff on Amazon.
No. So he has that going to Amazon, and it is telling people, hey, heads up, start, you know, watching your funds, start watching your spending, essentially.
That dude
back
really
down
changed.
The hatches. That is a pretty, he did, but that is a pretty alarming heading into the Christmas season. We already have said we thought that a lot of the projections were that spending was going to be significantly down this year, or not down, but the inflation would be lower. Like, usually it's like an uptick of 15%. And I think the uptick is going to be like, you know, 2-5% in spending.
Well, we were just talking too, like, you know how typically by this time of year, hot toys, what do you have to get? Like, I feel like it's a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah. And things were a couple of years behind. So I think a lot of stuff that was coming out
didn't make it here.
Yeah. And now it's just starting to catch up.
There wasn't
up.
Enough supply. Like, there wasn't even like that Christmas rush on it. It was like not available.
Yeah. We've seen that for the last few years.
Most of these toys that are made in China.
I mean, probably 95%. Yeah. They're definitely not made in America.
No.
Even, I don't know any of that.
Unlike my sheets and my pillow.
Yeah. Use a promo code BROS. That was a good segue. It was a good ad read.
And I saw that the slippers are back.
They're back in stock.
Our promo code works there for the slippers as well. Yes, just back in stock in all sizes and also good for us wide.
Yeah. My foot has changed shapes, I feel like, over time.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've gained weight, but I've lost foot mass.
Lost foot mass?
Like, I used
length
to be...
Or width?
Both. I used to be a size 13... And now I'm like a size 11. I just bought a 10 and a half.
And it fits nice and comfortable?
I was told by the proprietor of those shoes to
size down.
To size down, because I think it was an Italian,
I don't know, yeah.
Italian company.
You, as Will say, our producer, you might need to go to the...
Is that a thing?
You should probably get that checked.
Like, go to the doctor and be like,
I feel like your feet expand.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good thing.
But maybe I've just been buying too big a shoes.
You mean like you got used to a nice wide?
A nice
You've been
wide.
Buying three sizes too large, Logan.
I mean, that wouldn't stay on your foot.
Well,
you'd have like a. Did you always have a blister because the shoe was too big?
Maybe.
My Robert feet are a McLogan
mess.
Over
do
here.
Do you wear socks?
I do wear socks.
I don't wear socks.
I don't wear socks. Well, I don't wear socks in for about 6 months out of the year when I wear flip flops.
What is that thing called? I'm a grounder.
You're a grounder. Yeah. And I wear slides most of the year.
So my feet are basically, like I figured out, the bottom of my feet are not dirty. They are leathered brown from wearing shoes. Yes. I wear shoes.
But with no socks.
Yeah, I mean, now if I'm wearing like a suit. To meet the president,
do you wear
I'm wearing socks.
To meet the president, I like that was specific. Do you wear like
that?
That
is pretty much.
Do you
the,
like
the
a
line.
Colorful?
Anybody else? Mike Pompeo, I might have a suit on, but no socks.
Do you like a colorful sock? Do you do the fun prints?
I have them.
I have them in my drawer,
but, you
and
know,
I never put them on.
Mine are probably not as fun as yours. Like mine are like has a different color in it other than blue, gray.
Oh, no, mine are like, you know, Ren and Stimpy or something.
No, no,
you know?
I wouldn't go there. Even like the designs, you know, if I've got the suit on, that's legal mode. And you know, I feel like
you're not
my
putting
job
on
there
the cat dogs.
Yeah. No. Now, if I was going to like a cocktail party, I'll throw on some. I'm not wearing socks.
Yeah,
is the thing. I'll wear loafers, but no socks.
I have Keenan and Kel socks.
Does that make me relate to people?
You wear loafers, no socks?
Yeah.
I don't know because I fell down again that Oasis rabbit hole yesterday, and Liam Gallagher is now selling Clarks, and I feel like I don't know who I am right now. I feel
you don't know who you are.
Well, I mean, I think of them as like, you know.
This is a very, it gets wild. The news gets wild when you get close to election
day.
What
am I wearing right now? So I'm wearing Nikes right now. I know that probably people are not happy with that.
Wait, though, Phil Knight just dumped in millions into a.
The science guy?
No, Phil Knight. Like
Phil Nike.
Yeah, Knight.
Phil Knight.
Right? Yeah. I'm saying this right.
Yes,
you're
I know.
Questioning me like I'm wrong and it makes me. Nervous.
I thought you said Bill Nye. Phil
nah,
Knight.
I don't like Bill Nye.
I don't really
He's
care.
He's not my science guy.
Will and I ran into Bill Nye at the
He's
Mall
no
of America
than
one year.
In my mind.
He is kind of.
And
our,
a fake. He's, I think. He's not like a real scientist or something.
Well, I think he's the science guy. I don't know if he's Dr. Bill Nye.
That's true.
I don't know a whole lot of.
I don't know his credentials.
I don't know the background.
But he dresses
of Bill
up
Nye.
Like in a.
He wears a lab coat.
Coat.
I mean, that. I mean, so does a lot of people. Well, there are a lot of people who claim to be doctors.
I mean, that's.
I mean, who wears lab coats? Villains? Pharmacists? Doctors? I don't know what else. I'm trying to see. So Phil Knight.
Veterinarian.
Yeah, he donated millions to the Republican candidate for governor in Oregon.
Okay, well then, so I can
so
wear Nikes.
Making,
I can wear Nikes again.
People didn't like, I don't know how much control he still has over Nike.
Yeah. Well, I wear.
But he's in Oregon still where they're based, and he's had enough of the, he said 40 years of Democrats basically control the state. It's disgusting. It's out of control. People are going to leave. We talked about this already, but like, I thought him, again, it's just interesting that these kind of folks, who on the ideological spectrum, I'm not sure, like super right wing,
no,
but have just had enough of Democrats.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about that. I was sending you some articles
haven't we all
yesterday.
Had enough of
yeah. And I, so I don't know what we're talking about.
There's
shoe
just
size.
No place for him.
You know? Okay. Okay. Don't say those things. That's I don't agree with that.
Well, just they just need to do what Tulsi did and leave.
Bill Nye, not a doctor, according to Will.
Not a doctor of anything.
Bachelor's in mechanical engineering. That's still pretty impressive. From where? No masters? Doesn't even have a master's?
So he's just
no,
a TV character.
He went to Cornell.
I mean, that's,
I mean
pretty,
Ivy.
That's pretty good.
He went Ivy.
Yeah.
With his BA.
They keep telling my son's a fencer. Like on guard fencer.
Yeah.
And they keep telling me that, like, you know, this is the number one recruiting for scholarships in the Ivy Leagues. And I'm like, okay. Chill out.
Put that pressure on.
I know. I was like, I like that he loves this sport. And it's a fun sport. By the way, if you're looking for a sport to get your kids into and to really have fun watching, like tonight I'm going to watch fencing and it is fun because it is kids under 12 years old just
sword fighting,
just going at it and it gets crazy. And if they miss, it hurts. So they're like, you know, they're not super careful either. They know all the moves and running. It's really a lot of fun. So I know that's a random kind of. People are always looking for alternatives now, with like football kind of being on the decline in terms of
because they've gone to like flag football.
Yeah, because of concussions and all of those things. People are looking for other kind of sport that's fun to watch. I also went to one of our good friends' high school hockey game.
That was fun,
and that was a blast. And they have a full bar at this hockey rink for the parents, and that is a problem.
So it's like being at a real hockey game.
Yes, and I will tell you, it is a problem. Like you can tell. You can look around. Like I just went as a kid. Now our friends
kind of need
fine.
It. It's cold in it.
It's real cold.
Have a nice little warm.
Though they're all wearing shorts. All the dads still wearing shorts.
Well, yeah,
shorts, fleece. Like that's the that's the dad hockey dad.
Well, it's just the dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I go if I have pants on, which I do.
They're
today,
running hot always.
Though you don't know.
Yeah,
I do have pants on today. When I'm home, when I get home, like I did a Zoom call with a polling firm yesterday.
Excuse me.
I was on a Zoom call with a polling firm. I was at home.
What does that mean? Hold on. Look, I stopped there. With a polling firm.
You like polling companies that go into states to do polls. We do that through ACLJ.
So you weren't you weren't being polled.
No, I was on a Zoom with the company.
How
we were
do we
doing
poll?
A breakdown of a poll we had
gotcha.
We had asked to be done.
So when I get those phone calls and those things, like, that's legitimate text messages?
Some.
I get nervous to ever.
Some. A lot of it's more like focus groups and things like that.
Okay, that's, that I like, because I get those texts and I always get concerned when I get the, like, hey, we'd love to know your thoughts on your county's Republican or Democrat. I don't want to click on it. I'm afraid that they're going to just, I mean, they're already stealing my data, but. That all every that it's
I just say
not
it like
legitimate.
This: if you want to donate to a candidate, you want to donate to it's it, do that.
Yeah, don't do a push poll.
Well, you do push polls as part of the of the testing of a poll, because you see if it changes their mind. This is the legal way of doing.
Yeah,
push
I would
poll,
like to know. I mean,
but anyway, I was just talking about, like, I was in shorts.
Oh yeah, this story started with what pants you were wearing. I understand that. Oh, you so you were top up.
I wasn't super dressed up, but I wasn't in t-shirt yet.
Oh, okay. It's like Pat McAfee says when he's doing game day.
I always have a collar on.
It's like the mullet of clothing. He's wearing a jacket, shirt, above the collar, or above the waist, below the waist, ripped jeans.
Yeah.
You know, didn't care.
Do you think you'd look good with a mullet?
I've had a mullet.
I know, yeah.
It was tiger striped also. So, there you go. I had a tiger striped mullet when I was like 14, maybe.
But you think it's like an adult man.
And I think I did it because I was like, I want to look like Scott Hall. It is Scott Hall's birthday. So you know what? Happy birthday. I mean, he's passed away. But, you know, I was a fan. But yeah, I saw a lot. I was in Panama City Beach, Florida. A lot of non-ironic mullets still happening here. Because in Nashville, we went through, I think, a phase. It's still kind of happening with your Morgan Wallens and some of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, it became cool again. And
yeah,
it still is, like, in my kids' school, like the high schoolers,
yeah, that's big.
A lot of them have mullets.
And like,
or
the shaved head thing. It's like a mohawk mullet.
Yeah, like TikTok hair.
Golfers have it now.
Yeah.
Like professional golfers.
It's popular. But like the old classic.
Not John Daly's mullet.
No.
They have like this, it's kind of a fancy boy mullet.
Yeah, because of the size.
It's not my style mullet.
The real mullet is like, if you looked forward, you just saw a little something.
And you had like the straight
across. Almost flat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. John Daly.
Yeah. Who's playing John Daly? They're making a biopic. They announced it. Jonah Hill is playing John Daly.
Yeah, I get.
He's also playing Jerry Garcia in the Grateful Dead movie.
I get a little bit of it. Is he just because of his size? I mean, he's skinnier now, Jonah Hill.
He kind
of
evened out.
But John Daly also kind of evened. I mean, he
well,
was
younger.
Not
John
huge,
Daly wasn't that.
No, he wasn't like Tiger Woods, but he was not like the John Daly who's, you know, 50 years something years old. I love John Daly.
Oh yeah, I met John Daly.
He's my he's one of my favorites. And Phil Mickelson. Both been demonized. Both, you know, people have strong opinions on.
I don't
on.
Feel like John – weirdly, Phil, I think, more than John Daly, because I think John Daly, he never abandoned the PGA for the Saudis.
No.
But he –
though I think he would.
I think
he said he would if they offered it to him.
Yeah. I just don't think –
which I like
people
him.
Like he didn't care. And he also has respect from, like, the current John Daly, weirdly. I think just because his level of play
– oh, it's good.
Is still good.
Yeah.
And where
he was the first long ball, like long baller who took it to the actual golf course. Everybody could do it at the driving range. He actually hit that way playing. He was so much fun to watch in his prime. I saw him like kind of end of prime, but like still it was amazing because he was doing stuff that no one else could do. Then Tiger came on to take it to the next level. I think Phil Mickelson was wrongly too much.
Oh, like demonized?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Give me
I saw John Daly. I was at a Jimmy Buffett concert. Shocker. Probably my 30th Jimmy Buffett concert. And John Daly was just off to the side of like the main area by the bars, just holding court. You could go up and talk to John Daly. This was last summer. And he's like, let's, you know, I grabbed a picture with him. We're making both crazy faces. And he's wearing the full John Daly Lion shirt with an American flag. Like, it was no doubt that's who he was. He got
he's
the big beard. And yeah, it was cool. He was really nice. Really nice to everyone. He sat around. I don't think he cared about the Jimmy Buffett concert
He's
at
like,
all.
I never got injured because you can't pull fat.
And he just sat around and talked to people all night. Like, people would buy him drinks. Still partying.
Oh, yeah.
Still, you know, hasn't slowed
down. I
heard it.
Hooters, they're supposedly at the Hooters headquarters, he has his own private room.
That's not shocking.
And his son, sponsored
is,
by
his son is, too. Yeah, his
yeah,
son,
his son is. Now that you can spot, his son's going to play Arkansas, or now is playing at Arkansas, and you could be spot. You know, you can get sponsorships now. Name, image, like
NIL. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know how we got here. This is always happens on the Thursday show. We're like starting to wrap up the week. We start real hardcore. You started COVID, then we moved into this,
Well, people need a little levity. I mean, I did a very hard radio show this day. It was hard hitting on the gas prices, on the strategic reserve, on all these issues, getting people out to vote, and I want everybody to get out to vote.
Yeah,
but I like to give a little break.
Yeah, and so when we talked about the recession, people have been using that as sort of a word that I think they've even said sometimes you're getting
Bezos
flagged, but you have Bezos kind of hinting at that. What are the signs that people? I mean, obviously they're looking at. We're obviously seeing record inflation.
So when your employment and the pay, hourly wages, are still below cost of live, like basic cost. So that's about like 3 to 4% off. So they say, oh, there's all these jobs available, but those jobs do not pay the bills. Like the base, we're talking the basics. Like you won't make enough to get your gas to the job.
Yeah.
That's why delivery fees, like you know, Postmates, Uber Eats, all that stuff became huge during COVID, but gas prices were $1.
Yeah,
you know something a gallon.
Now you can't pretty much do it without
Uber driver who's coming to pick you up. I mean, I think about this all the time. I use it. They're spending some serious money.
Yeah, and there's a lot of times that you can't even get someone. I think because I realize that it's not worth it for them. But the cost of everything is insane.
Yep.
And I think we're in it for a while, folks. And if you're thinking about, you know, putting money in different places, we want to tell you about our friends at Lear Capital. I want you to give them a call. If you're thinking about your retirement, you're thinking about your savings, I want you to do some research on gold and silver. And you can add physical gold and silver to your IRA or your 401k, and you should check it out. Just all you need to do is call Lear Capital today for your free precious metal investor guide and also ask about the Lear Advantage IRA that lets you transfer or roll over your old 401k IRA or IRA into gold and silver tax advantage IRA. Plus, Lear's offering free shipping and up to $15,000 in bonus gold or silver with a qualified purchase. Call for details. It's 800-430-2919. Lear Capital is the most rated precious metal company on Consumer Affairs with a near-perfect rating on Trustpilot. So call 1-800-430-2919. That's 800-430-2919.
And they're proud to do business with us. I love that about Lear and our other sponsors as well. They share our actual values, conservative values. They want this kind of message out, the ability for us to communicate, get the message out. So, again, the number is 800-430-2919. And, listen, I imagine more and more people are thinking, you know, people have lost an average 25% in their savings account.
Yeah.
Now, again, if you're young, and I'd say young, I'd still be like our age too, you've got time to make that up.
To recover.
But if you were planning on retiring, you got to shake things up now. You got to figure out, okay, how do you make that 25% up so that you can stay on track to, or some kind of track? And I think it's just very difficult. By the way, if you were asking for the technical definition of recession, it's two quarters
of downturn,
fiscal quarters of negative growth.
Yeah,
we've already done that. The argument back was,
they're screwing with the numbers.
Their argument back is that usually unemployment would be higher with it. But that's not the action. You know, that's playing this game of, oh, there's all these jobs available. These jobs that we're adding don't pay the bills because the wages are not going up fast enough as inflation. So you got, oh, yeah, you make this much an hour, but it costs this much to live. Yeah. So the jobs, it's not to say they're not worth it because everybody needs to make some resource, but you're not putting anything away. You're scraping. At best.
Oh, well, hopefully some of y'all call Lear Capital, take a look at what they're doing. But I do think that I like asking those questions. And one other question I want to ask you is about what's going on in the United Kingdom. Because as we saw this morning, look, we had our Hot Oasis talk a couple days ago. I've been down the Oasis UK rabbit hole. And this morning woke up to, and I think a lot of people don't pay attention to what's happening.
Because they're in a champagne supernova.
Yeah, exactly. They don't look back in anger. And they are looking for different... They don't necessarily look at what's happening in the UK. But all we know, and all I could tell as someone who follows it a little close, is it seems like there's always chaos. It seems like the Prime Minister, the PM or the MP, whatever it is, PM,
Prime
right?
Minister.
Yeah, Minister. What's
Member
MP
of Parliament.
Is Member of Parliament. Yes, they got to flip those. PM, Prime Minister, is always switching. And they made a huge deal. Liz Truss.
Oh, because she was the Queen.
She was the Queen's last meeting. This was a huge deal just about a month ago.
44 days she's been in office.
And we wake up to the news that she's
doing
resigning. What they've all done out in front of Downing Street saying,
I'm out. And her party said you're out too.
An all too common visual that we've seen now is coming
from just another, another person
in front, in front of this building. But I don't think anyone even in America, I would say not anyone, but a lot of people in America are not following what's going on there.
Yeah,
and maybe didn't understand
the
what
news
happened.
This morning was very heavy on it, right? Like very heavy without explaining anything. They're like, this is wild because it's the shortest ever. It is the shortest ever in the history of the United Kingdom, which is a long history.
Yeah, and pretty hectic.
And yeah, it's got a long, wild history of getting to a parliamentary system, too. She lasted 44 days. Listen, she put out an economic plan that freaked out the markets there. And so this plan never got implemented. But
just the idea?
It was tax cuts. Now, the problem is, when we do tax cuts as Republicans in the U.S., we cut spending. But, you know, the U.K., this is an example for all of you. They're so heavy on the social spending programs that when you can't have nothing to cut.
The healthcare system, the NHS,
NHS there.
NHS, yeah.
And then people like it. But yeah, also everybody freaks out when you start touching Social Security.
Right.
You know, it's the same issues we have here, but on a much larger scale. Like the government provides a lot of services, okay? So instead of saying we're going to cut this spending so that we can cut your taxes, they said we're going to borrow money so we can cut your taxes, which the pound got to the lowest ever, you know, on the currency exchanges, down to like 1.3 to compare to the dollar, which, know, is usually at like 1.5, 1.6, which is a big difference.
Yeah, 1.03. The lowest ever value against the dollar.
It was almost equal.
Yeah.
Which would, again, if you did any travel there, usually it was at like 1.50, 1.40.
So it was an economic reason that she had to step down. You know,
her plan caused. This is an interesting thing about
that. You had Boris having to step down for.
Just her plan caused a crash. Yeah. It was not implemented.
Because you had Boris stepping down for
political.
Pushes.
She's the same thing. Her party kicked her out.
And just said
no confidence in her.
So then.
I'm not an Anglophile in the sense that I follow every single how this all works there, but.
I was just looking at The Daily Show, which I'm not a huge fan of.
Who's the new host?
They haven't said yet. Tweeted Boris.
I don't think it'll be James Corden.
Said Boris Johnson had parties during COVID that lasted longer.
I think again, I didn't know much about Liz Truss because other than her picture with the Queen, because she's been there for a month.
Right.
I think I need to learn that much more about her. She's gone.
Yeah.
I would say this: instability in the world is real, and economic uncertainty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something to laugh at.
People are freaking out all over the world. She did not implement this plan, and she got kicked out for having a plan.
Just trying something.
An idea. Here's the idea, and everybody started quitting the cabinet. This, to me, again, it shows just how unstable, unfortunately, democracies are right now outside of the world. Ours is still the strongest because we have some stability that comes with our democracy. It's not all these parliamentary.
But is it not a fun option to be able to say?
You want to be in always election time?
No, but I feel like we're in that anyway. But it does feel like I do like the idea that there are repercussions to screwing stuff up. That there can be a referendum.
Oh yeah.
If President Biden, let's say back in June, if this existed. And we had the system, he'd be gone.
The Democrats would probably kick him out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we would have had change because the country demands change. So there is a little bit of me.
Afghanistan may have caused
There's part of me that's a little jealous of the idea of, could it be once a year, once every 2 years?
You don't have to impeach him.
We have a referendum. We have a vote, a vote of confidence.
Well, we kind
of
do. Every 2 years, we'd have a vote.
Well, kind of, but not for the president, but for the, I'm talking about
for
your leader.
Well, we've come up with, because we're competing, remember, we're dealing in a world where when the Democrats say democracy is under attack, they're talking about MAGA. Okay, when I talk about it, I mean we have other countries who are selling their country to say, listen, you want to partner with China because we have stable leadership. Our guy is going to be in for 14, 15, 16 years. Russia is doing the same thing. Yes, eventually there will be someone after Putin. There will be someone after Xi, but you're going to get 2 decades.
Yeah.
So – let's work together because you want to deal with these crazy Americans who are changing things every 4 years. Well, then why don't you flip that to the UK or a place like Israel where it's changing?
I think they said they had six prime ministers in the last 10 years, something like that in the UK.
So I don't think it's a good –
I don't know if that number's right.
That,
something
again,
like that. Will shake his head. No, that can't be right.
Six in 10 years.
It's something like that.
Let's see. David Cameron, Gordon Brown,
There was an it was
Theresa
an
May.
Theresa May, Boris Johnson.
Boris, that is six.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's six.
In the last decade.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like one of those might have been a holdout. David Cameron was there for a long time.
David Cameron started in 2010.
Yeah.
He was okay, so 12 years.
Yeah.
No, that so you're right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So that's a wild number, really, yeah. When you think of it. Like, that's pretty crazy.
We've had like 2 leaders.
We've had two, yeah.
Maybe 2.5.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if the current one you'd consider a leader, but...
I love that.
You've had 2 presidents, 3 presidents, 2.5.
I love Senator Kennedy from Louisiana because he's hilarious.
Oh, he's making all the... He has the best ads.
And I always told people, like, I was at the impeachment. It was him, Mike Lee, Rand Paul. I mean, just funny. And he said yesterday, it's like... And he's nice about it. He's not a mean funny, but he's like, you know, Joe Biden. It's like, unfortunately, he's starting to look like he got the pass out of the home for the day. Because of all the...
I love that he's like an old man, too, though. Like
He's not as... You know, if you actually look at Senator Kennedy, he kind of paused. He's one of those people that kind of stopped aging.
Yeah.
So I think he just had gray hair.
It's like the benefit of going gray early.
And he's got the...
He's
got
70.
He's 70. He's not
80.
And also, he's quick.
Like he's very funny.
If he's 78 and still quick, it's fine.
And he's willing to say and do ridiculous things, which is nice.
I love the headband. I still love that one. I looked in my phone. I usually delete those auto texts before I even open them. And he had an orange headband and a t-shirt on, and he was taking it out of the elliptical.
That's right. I like it.
And you just wouldn't expect that from him.
Yes, no, but I like headband. That from him. I feel like when some of these guys try to be silly, they come off... Like super cheese.
Yeah. Some people should
tell you. I like Governor DeSantis, but I did not care for the Top Gun ad because I felt like it was like him in a flight suit. Like I don't want that from him. I want a different kind of leadership from him, not a putting on the flight suit and fly a plane. Yeah, and put on a suit.
I could be Senator Kennedy. Like if I was always talking in these kind of southern.
Yeah, he's like.
I think that's why you think of him as older. Because he says things like a grandpa.
Like Andy Griffith. But maybe like a character.
Four-tongued.
Not Andy. Not Andy Taylor. Like one of the people in the town that they just like go up to and like, how are you doing, Otis? And then he just says something. What, Will? He's got something to say. He's got
It could be Floyd the Barber, maybe.
Yeah, he's got the Floyd the Barber kind of talks like this.
Yeah.
Was Floyd drunk?
No, that was Otis.
Otis was the one who was always in and out.
But Floyd was also a little spacey.
Oh, that's different.
This is fun, Andy Griffith talk.
Yeah. It was on brand with going to our younger audience.
Yes, we're just trying to reach the over 70 crowd. It's like, you know, most people are abandoning them and saying, you're out of the demo.
We're the
and we're
crowd.
Saying, you're still kicking.
Do you wear slippers year round?
Yeah. Does black and white bother you? No. My kids.
But your TV now does.
Oh.
It's too clear.
Oh, we're trying to watch an old television show? Yeah, it's just like, I don't even, it looks like one pixel.
Okay, because we watched some of this Dahmer stuff.
Fun having good, old, good evenings.
Not the doc, not the fake one.
Oh, you're not watching the. You're watching.
I watched a little of that too, but it was a little. I don't like the glorify. It's a fine line, and I get the people who made it. They were dead on with him, and dead on with the events. They tried to stick to it pretty closely. But I was just looking at more from a less serious position. It's what 1991 looked like on camera.
Oh,
I was already 9, almost 10 years old in 1991, and I'm like. This looks like 1973.
Well, the cars are, you think some of the cars are brand new. Nah. They're 10 years old. Those are cars from the early 80s, late 70s, some of them.
Oh, yeah.
So they're still driving. So, yeah, it definitely has that grit.
It is gritty. Man, it's a we grit. Grew up in, no everything, wonder we're tougher.
Everything was
now
just
I'm like,
kind
no
of,
wonder. We survived.
Everything had like a brown fog over it.
Yeah.
Like there was a filter on the lens.
I tried to explain to my daughter because it
of
came
the
up
80s,
to me.
Like, by the way, I'm not, and of the 90s. I'm not talking about like,
this is
I'm
not 1982.
On
this is 1992.
I'm talking about in real life. It felt that way as well.
Yeah. Like
everything just had this sort of overtone.
No, I mean, I do think we're tough. We're tougher because of this.
everything looked like a Pizza Hut.
I feel like.
Everywhere.
Like
a Pizza Hut.
Everything.
Like you go into a classic Pizza Hut, it was like you were taking your kids into a bar. Like when you really think about it,
yeah.
It's like.
They're smoking.
There's a Tiffany lamps everywhere.
We survived smoking inside.
I remember going to the arcade and there was ashtrays. Bolted into the arcade machines just to be like, well, you can't stop playing Pac-Man. You know, you don't need to go take a break. You have to keep
stale
going here
and
rock these replays.
Stale beer and cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. I love the smell.
But there was something about growing up through that that gave you a little bit more, you know.
Are you saying that Are you giving like an out for Dahmer?
No. I was just talking about like the imagery, like the courtroom, like what it looked like.
Oh, okay. It was the 90s. This stuff happened.
No, but it was just pre-tech revolution too.
Yeah.
But also like just like people looked like rough and tough.
We talked about that with like the Cheers cast was like 32.
It's the same kind of thing. There was no wokeness. There was people were just trying to like get by. And then I feel like we saw a lot of news as children because there were only like four channels and our dad was on them sometimes. So I remember when this happened vaguely. I don't think my parents wanted to keep it on, but like
yeah. And like jokes would happen. Like SNL, you would see that somehow, even though we were kids. You'd hear Jeffrey Dahmer. You'd hear that from like the church lady.
But a shout out to all of us who made it through.
Shout out to
it's gone.
I don't know how that story ends. Thanks for spoiling it.
You really don't?
I don't really.
I not spoil it? I mean, people watching it like don't know how it ends? Really? I don't think so.
Is it like going to see Hamilton? You're like, guys, if you don't know.
Okay, this is when you start getting too woke.
No. I'm saying if you didn't know, he dies.
Oh, yeah. I just am not comparing anything by Lin-Manuel compared to just surviving.
I don't know where we've gone here.
Well, this is
speaking of surviving and
no wonder
new series.
All, hold on, our group is a little tougher, and we kind of yearn for like, why are we even talking about some of these issues? Why are they issues? We just had to like,
you just lived with the fact that
hopefully you weren't going to fall out the car.
That you were a child and you knew about all the details of the Clinton Lewinsky.
Oh, that was happening. That happened right after it.
Yeah, and you knew everything at like 8. I'm like, how did we? It wasn't even. I mean, I
know, because there were only a few channels to choose from, and that's all they were talking about.
Yeah.
And then kids' TV was totally different, too. Rougher, tougher.
Yeah. Yeah, they were making kids' shows that were, what?
Okay. The Atlanta show. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, Will just got way darker. Thanks,
Will. Well, he knows the podcast.
Yeah.
The murder podcast world. He does.
Well, there is a lot of rough and tough stuff happening, and some of it's happening at our nation's border right now. And you need to check a look. If you're looking for a new series to watch, you need to do that right now. Check out Border Battle, the new 6-part limited documentary series from Turning Point that exposes the sheer evil and inhumanity of the drug cartels and illegal drug trade. Right now, it is available on SalemNow.com. The whole series is available. You hear directly from Drug and Border Patrol agents. You hear about the horrific conditions. This has never been seen in this country before, where you have something like the fentanyl crisis. And if you're looking to find out more information, because I think a lot of people just see it on the news, they have a headline or they see rainbow fentanyl, they hear all these different things that are popping up. This will give you a bit more of understanding because you'll have this 6-part documentary series. Again, Border Battle. It's available at SalemNow.com. We encourage you to go take a look at what they're doing there. Obviously, we're part of the Salem Podcast Network, so we're connected there. It's a militarized, sophisticated cartels that are happening. You think of the border as somewhere of just chaos, and it is, but it's
there are money makers behind this.
Right. There's a plan behind a lot
making millions of, making more than off the drugs. They're making more off human trafficking.
Yeah, so take a look at that. That's all exposed here on Border Battle, available again at SalemNow.com.
I'm still in my head just stuck with like, man, we grew up in that time period.
Yeah.
That's what the streets look like.
Well, my favorite, you brought up like the TV. Whenever you're watching ESPN, like they're showing we were watching the Tennessee-Alabama game and they just show the throwback from like the last time this happened. It's like 2003.
Yeah,
and I think just colleges weren't paying for good cameras yet. And it looks so bad. I mean, it looks like it's VHS.
Like, it's not still like the single bar like helmet.
Well, no. It's 1994. They were wearing leather helmets. And we didn't know anything.
I mean, you know, there was a big jump between like a 1990s baseball player to like 20. You know, now when the playoffs.
Yeah, steroids.
Well, not even just that. Yeah, they were still like smoking in the.
They still the dipping, the smoking.
I don't know if you're smoking anymore
in the dugout.
Yeah,
I don't think they probably.
They were, I think, in 1990. Like,
yeah.
Again, some of this I'm basing off of a recreation of 1990
from the Dahmer series.
Yeah,
yeah, and you're like, man, it was a dark time. Like, well,
it was dark.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Beanie Babies, it was a thing.
Beanie Babies,
Barney. There's a Barney documentary out right now too.
Yeah, like why was that so big?
Why? Well,
you were big into Barney.
I was not big into Barney.
Yes, you were.
No.
You just don't remember.
I had to dress up like Barney for a birthday party once. for our cousins. Now you're thinking my cousin. I was a little late for the Barney.
You were?
Yeah, I think I had a stuffed Barney. I do think of that. But I was a collector. I had still Furbies. Are. Oh, yeah.
Furbies. That's weird.
I still have them in the box. Sometimes they'll talk.
Still. They still talk.
Yeah, same batteries. Just all of a sudden, you'll just hear it go like, hungry. And you're like,
you better feed it.
Yeah.
And you're just watching Dahmer.
It's true. Feed me. I'm hungry. Yeah.
Ooh, eat this.
Eat it.
Yeah. That's just a meme now.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in. I mean, that's why I don't really love watching it. And why I kind of stopped.
I don't watch it. I did watch The Vow. I know it's all part two started. The Vow, which is about the Nexium cult. And it's the first season is one of my favorite baby pieces of television. I say that a lot, but it's up there as a documentary series, which is fascinating. And now part two has started. A little slow start. A little slow start, but I'm sticking through because now it became such a news story. We knew what would happen. So before, I knew nothing of this Nexium cult. Yep. Now I know a lot about it. Diving in.
That's good.
That's gonna be my Tuesday nights. I can't, or Monday nights. I can't.
Yeah,
wait.
I'm kind of in between shows right now. I feel, and that's the kind of time of year, right? Because we're getting the holidays.
Everything
and stuff,
should yes.
So it starts again in January.
Well, they're holding a lot of things for some reason right now. Like, yeah. Ted Lasso season 3 is on hold.
I just want Succession back.
Succession is they just said sometime in 2023. It was the shortest teaser, like 4 seconds. It was just like Logan yelling for 2 seconds. Yeah.
But I love that show.
Oh, it's the greatest. So, all right, well.
Do we need to update people on anything else before we go?
No, you've already told them that their favorite slippers are back in stock. That's available.
If you're going to go to MyPillow, you need a promo code. Even Mike always says that. Use the easiest one you can think of, bros.
Yeah.
B-R-O-S.
Or 4 letters. How hard is it? Not that hard. A lot of these people have 5 letters, 6 letters, 7 letters. No, numbers, not us.
Just B-R-O-S.
Just bros.
Not the movie.
You're right.
Not
that. That's not it. It's for Seculo Brothers, by the way. And to thank our sponsors, I do want to thank Lear Capital. Obviously, if you are looking for a link, it is in the show notes.
Yeah. And the number, I think we can.
And if you're looking for border battles, again, Salem Now. And that, I think this is our last.
SalemNow.com.
SalemNow.com. We got some new ones next week. So if you are, we're excited to try out some new products and tell you about them next week. Some more Made in America products. I like that. The most Made in America products we can get, the better. Let's bring up those sweet trumpets.
I always say, do we get to the second trumpet or not? In our
well, they've re-looped it. So it, like, I think it would have gotten to the second
this
trumpet.
This was a wild show. In the sense that it was...
I hope people were informed. And
well, we started off with some serious stuff with the CDC.
We did, and then...
and then we lightened it up a little bit. We didn't talk about like what either grows in the ground that also represents something else, like the rose thing for the crack pipe.
Oh, but they did say, I guess we can bring this up, and they ran it up, we can talk about Circle K in the Orlando, or not in the Florida area, will now be carrying marijuana products.
Whoa.
Circle K brand. I guess there probably should have been news we could have talked about.
Now, those aren't like the independent store. That's like the actual chain.
The chain will have like a mini medical, because in Florida it's a medical dispensary to the side. Like the Subway inside.
Because I mean, a lot of places sell.
I know, but it's just an interesting move.
But that's like the corporate move.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. I can't. Don't quote me on it. I saw that right before.
It's an interesting debate inside our community on in the Christian world and in the conservative world. I think that people aren't as hardcore against it.
Yeah, we made it to the fourth trumpet now.
Well, this is a good topic.
All right, let's talk about it on Monday. We'll talk about it more on the Seculo Brothers. Hit the trumpets.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.